Hi, I'm Julie Harker with Brownfield, talking with Dan Atkison, chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. He farms grain and forage sorghum, wheat, and registered black Angus cattle near Stockton, Kansas.
Well, we're here at the NAFB 2018 Trade Talk, and no shortage of issues for farmers these days. Tell us about what's happening on the regulatory side of things and policy side of things for sorghum growers.
Well, I think that at the forefront of everybody's thinking right now is, you know, I think that the passing of farm bill during the lame duck session of Congress is definitely on the forefront of our minds. You know, we've worked with the four principals for years, and we really have the confidence that they can get this pushed across the finish line. I do believe that Mr. Peterson has wants this off of his desk before he takes over after the first of the year.
Yeah, I think what we've seen and what we've heard from him and Debbie Stabenow in the Senate is that they and Pat Roberts, to be fair, of course, also they all want to get it done, but there are some snags in there. So do you think after the midterms that's going to help it along?
Yeah, I do. I think that, having a democratically controlled House is definitely going to speed the process along. Nobody wants to start over on this. They put in a lot of hard work, and to go ahead and push that into next year and have to get new CBO scores and start from scratch, to me, would be a disaster.
What else is on sorghum growers' wish list?
We've been engaged in several different titles, of course, from crop insurance and Title I. We've also been involved with some energy provisions within the bill. We've also been very engaged in the conservation title.
How are you affected by the retaliatory tariffs and this trade war? How is sorghum in the mix?
Well, sorghum currently sits at a 25% tariff going into China, just like other commodities. We still have a little bit of our commodity trickling into China, but not near the volumes that we had during 2016 and 17.
So that's got to put some stress on.
Absolutely. Out in the country, at our country elevators, we're a distinct disadvantage as we were a year ago. So, our basis has fallen very sharply, almost a dollar from this harvest over last harvest.
Are you encouraged by the new trade agreement reached between the North American countries? Do you think that will help?
Yeah, I definitely hope so. I hope we can gain momentum just from getting one trade agreement done and moving forward and looking at some other trade agreements. You know, Mexico has been a traditional importer of U.S. grain sorghum. So we're happy to continue to do business with them and protect that market.
Anything else you'd like to add? How about price? How's the price for sorghum?
Yeah, so prices for sorghum, like I said, are down. Our basis is way down from last year. We're at a disadvantage. However, our futures price is up a little bit. Corn futures price is up a little bit. So we're seeing a somewhat steady price year over year out in the country. if we could get some trade deals done, we could definitely see that price go quite a bit higher.
What about planting prospects for 2019 for sorghum?
I think it's going to remain strong throughout the traditional sorghum belt, but also in other parts of the country. We've seen increased interest in varied uses of our products. So, we're always very bullish on plantings.
That's Dan Atkison, chairman of the National Sorghum Producers. I'm Julie Harker on Brownfield.